stop. Now for sampling then, in your preliminary assessment, you take out the front edal auger, and then you collect your soil samples, typically down to 2 metres below the surface, every 50 centimetres as you go down. So basically you just got your auger, drilling down, every 50 centimetres you then take out a sample, put it in a bag and keep going down another 50 centimetres, or if you're getting clear changes in horizon then you do it at each horizon. Minimum would be 4 holes per hectare. If you want to get an indication on site to aid you in your sampling, then a field pH can be done by making your paste of soil to water, and you'll get your, remember, when you're putting it into a soil, we can't use a glass membrane, so this is what a iron selective field effect transistor probe looks like. At the end then you've got your solid state pH sensor. So this thing's really robust, it can go quite comfortably into a soil which contains a few rocks. Now if your field pH then is less than or equal to 4, it looks like you're dealing with an actual acid sulfate soil. If you want to check, because your value is greater than 4, is there any potential for it to be a potential acid sulfate soil, then you open your little bottle of 30% peroxide, which you've checked in advance that the pH of that peroxide is at 4.5 and not some silly low number. You then add it to a test tube containing your soil, you let that react for an hour, and then you carry out your pH measurement. If you're getting a value of 3, then you're definitely dealing with an acid sulfate soil. Things that get in a road then will be organic matter and manganese minerals. These will cause interferences that will muck up the values of the pH.